overview of where we are from you, Wesley?
Sure. Just in terms of updates, I'm going by the meeting notes from last week, if that'll help us follow along. Just some updates to what was already given. It should have hit your boxes late Wednesday afternoon, last Wednesday. So, the wide prospecting, Mandy is actually following up on that. Any update there in terms of where Brett is?
No.
Okay.
No, actually, I'm going to go to the calendar and walk through the calendar.
Okay, great.
Okay. Yep. Nice. So I will get hold of Brett. I will.
All right, thank you.
The last thing I do.
All right, so the power of experience, one of the things internally that Schwab Business Learning has done is identified from at least the first 2 weeks the desire to move from what the participants have called, the FCs have called talking heads. And so I've broken out three mini activities, one of which is centered around a deck. So what that means is that the power of experience, which is the next up on that list, will be completed by tomorrow. I do have the activities completed, but I do not have the deck completed because I had to do some rearranging so that it could then be in a position to be put into Chris and Robin's review queue prior to compliance. So look for that tomorrow at the earliest. Tomorrow. I can see it firm tomorrow on that.
And there's no SME associated with this. This will be done by the facilitator.
Correct. After that, the affinity assessment, just had a great meeting. Chris and Mandy were on that with me earlier today with a third-party provider along with Kelly Arnold's folks. And so essentially, the provider is Ridgeworth that we're looking at locking in. And after some negotiating, if you will, back and forth, kind of guidance, I think we'll be able to come up with what we're actually looking for from the affinity segment. Because one of the things we had to stress to them was around personal branding. They had a very heavy personal branding curriculum, off the shelf, of course. And so we walked through some ways of how they could pull other pieces that were more closely aligned with our desired outcomes for the affinity assessment. And so Jim, their president, said he'd get back with me within 24 hours to work up exactly what we're looking for, and then I think we're on track to continue pursuing that. Chris has been doing phenomenal work in making sure all of the process pieces in terms of vendor management and other types of relationships are also in place, so that once we are given a green light, everything looks like it's good. We'll be able to get them right in line, similar to the way we do with the SPC symposiums and other efforts where we partner with third-party vendors. Anything to add to that, Chris?
No, I just, a lot of work has gone into trying to identify the proper vendors. Initial interactions with the selected ones are proving very positive, as you mentioned. So appreciate everybody's support in helping us through the process. I'm very glad with where we're landing, and I think it's going to add some additional depth to the conversations with the participants of SBU.
Agreed. After that, Brand Power, we have a meeting with Elaine Spender and Melissa Martin there. Walked us through their deck, and things are looking very good there. And so we're looking to... I know.
It was a really, really interesting deck. So
yeah,
he's like that.
Yeah, very comprehensive. And so there will be some things that were not covered. For example, segmentation and CPS will be the first time they're exposed to it, although they're not in any depth, I should say. So there are some understandings that they'll have to put in there. And even aligned with, again, my earlier comments around moving from the talking head perception, we walk through how we can inject some interactions in the midst of her presentation. And so she was good with that, and so we should see her updated deck ready for review, SME review within 24 hours as well.
Oh, I jumped up before then. That's yep. Music to my ears.
Yes, yes, yes. We got it nailed down.
Nice.
Which is, you know, night and day from last week. So.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right. Partnering with corporate development, that is in your queue already. That should be close to the top than at the bottom. So, yeah, priority, Chris and Robin. So, competitive landscape. Yes. Competitive landscape. Have not gotten anything back from Lance yet. I did ping him Monday and then again today. Haven't heard anything back just yet, but so I'll keep on him to see what we can get, even if it's just an outline in terms of his deck. We do still have the 13th as a drop-dead date for him, but of course, I'd love to get as much as possible sooner than later there. And just as a reminder, the reason things are a little bit different, Lance has taken an entirely new approach to competitive intelligence in the hands of the FCs and branches altogether. And so he's rewriting a lot of that content that his predecessors were previously responsible for, the approach from it, especially given his background. And so that's what he's been asked to do by like Terry and Joe and other Jonathan. So that's one of the things he's spending a lot of his time doing right now. And when he wanted to make sure that it was aligned with those efforts prior to injecting it into the flow of our FC University experience and prospecting.
So will he be presenting?
He will. He actually said he would do it on site.
On site.
Right.
Oh, very cool.
Right. He's really excited about doing it, but there are a lot of other levers at play.
Okay. So he's agreed to do that. Does he know what time or?
Yes. Yes, I shared all of that with him. We actually agreed to all of that when we first talked. Lance and I have a history from SIP, Schwab Intelligent Portfolios, and so he already understood what I needed and where I came from, and then he, you know, let me know what he was working with. And so one of the things we were able to get settled was whether or not that day and time would work for him. And he actually wants to be there the entire day to see what is leading into his segment. So he'll be present for the brand power and the corporate development pieces. He wanted to know what he was working with.
Okay, great. I didn't realize that one was one that was actually agreed on, so we'll get that one
pointed
out.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. And then moving right along, the names have been updated in the on the calendar, so if you have access to the FCU calendar, you'll see for that seventh week that the names have been changed from those five elements to the four elements. And this is the local marketing meat, if you will, of the prospecting module. So we've got the NTF playbook, which is essentially the foundation, everything that they do in the remaining three modules is built off of the playbook module. And so you'll see all of that done. One of the nice things is that their package is built in such a way where each module has a pre-work worksheet, the actual facilitator guide and deck, and then you'll find action plan, which we will introduce it right after, but they won't actually do it until the second week of activities. So you'll see that reinforced there. So those topics are again, local market, NTF playbook, setting a foundation, 14 touch points, prospecting journey, building and expanding your centers of influence network, and then developing your marketing plan.
Okay, I'm gonna ask that question again.
Sure.
Are they presenting, I know there was some question of timing for their availability.
They are confirmed, right, they are, I will say 95% confirmed for that date, as well as the amount of time that they'll need. We walked through that Friday, Liz Westover and I, And all Liz had said that she needed to do was confirm all of what we came up with on Friday with Elaine Chen. That has not happened yet.
Okay, but this is for June 1st and June 2nd?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so I guess I'll wait for... Should I send placeholders out, or shall I wait for...
I hate to say this, but I know we are meeting again this Friday for our standing meeting. At least let me check, make sure that that's still the case. I think we accept it there. Hang on.
Okay.
Yes. So this Friday afternoon, I have a check-in. Both Liz and Elaine should be on board for that, and I'll be able to they'll be able to definitively say, okay, yes, we're good, because we plan just to go over. The time slots, I know the sequence is correct. I know the days are correct, and then we just want to make sure the sequencing, the time slots are correct, as well as their presence. Because I believe they'll both be there on
please
both
be aware
days.
That, yeah, please be aware that we don't have much wiggle room with the timing.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
So, we'll find out Friday.
Okay. The only other thing on the second there is the local marketing roundtable. That too, I will lump into all of that marketing, local marketing plan piece in terms of the conversation, what their talking points is. My desire for that portion is to contrast the retail branch approach to the independent branch approach with someone from their local marketing side, whether it be Misty or Matt. I think Misty is expressed an interest when I originally talked with her, and so I've just got to nail that down and on our Friday call as well.
Okay.
All right. No change on the senior leader roundtable. I think that's pretty much locked in. Planning, alignment, and engagement is a outpouring again of the marketing plan. I have my activities around that. That too is a facilitator-led activity by Gloria that week. However, I want to make sure that it aligns with what Elaine and Liz come up with by Friday. So we'll be nailing all of that down Friday. Okay. And then for the following week, this is where we get into the actual activities. Remember, I told you all four modules have action plans, and so those action plans are what they will engage. The branch event planning is something that the facilitator for that week, which is Mike Lamb, will be walking through. A bit of a different approach with branch event planning and quarterly campaigns is that those two modules are actually built completely out. They're available right now on the local marketing site, and so I'll be meeting with Lindsay Brown, who owns that the quarterly campaign. She's also a part of Elaine Chen's team, and so I'll be meeting with her tomorrow to walk through with Mike see what that looks like, and if he can have any questions that he has answered. And so, because what we want to do is build it into our facilitator guide. Their event in a box, as they call it. Both that, the branch event planning and the quarterly campaigns are already out there, and we just want to make sure that we put it into a facilitator format so that Mike can deliver that confidently. Also on that, moving back a little bit on that Monday, the rapid fire reality, those are activities that are, again, all from previous week. I have a bunch of those worked out, and I'll have to confirm their fit in terms of what they've done up until that point. And so I'll be meeting with the learning manager, Mike Lamb, again, to get his input on, or walkthrough, I should say, on what makes sense within the amount of time that we have to walk through that. At the end of June 7th, we have the Schwab Way. We're meeting with the Etiquette Advocate to walk through that and see our progress there. Chris has been phenomenal in making connections there, and again, getting our vendor management side of things ready to go. but for them, because they, unlike the previous, sorry, they, unlike the previous week's provider, they are not already in the vendor system, as I understand it. And so, whereas Ridgeworth is already there, we already have a relationship with them. We don't have one with the Etiquette Advocate based in the DC area. Chris, anything to add there in terms of updates?
No, that's accurate. They've been really good to work with to date. I have vendor management on point. We actually have a draft contract with the vendor and a service agreement for the required occasion out to them under review. In the event that they agree with our language, we're going to go ahead and finalize it. Could be done end of this week, early next week. And then tomorrow, the goal of our meeting is to review the narrowed list of recommended topics to meet a 2.5 to 3 hour session by the consultant, Nancy, and to ask questions, provide feedback, and ultimately get to that final list of topics for the training.
Right.
At the same time, she was able to stop by our DC branch, meet with Grant and team, and they gave her a very good feedback that she's the right person for the job. So it was very positive to hear, since I can't always meet with these individuals in person.
Wow, yes, that's great news. Okay. So moving on to Wednesday the 8th, we also have another fortunate connection that was made by Kelly Arnold and her team. You all may remember that on the 9th, we have a plan to kind of ask, not kind of, but ask the FCs to defend their prospecting plans before Shark Tank-like panel. And one of the things when I brought that up to Kelly's team while we were reviewing something else was that they actually had a vendor that specializes in what they call projecting personal power. And so inside of that, they will actually prep them, I would dare say, green room style. So it's a little mix of some of the things that they will have learned through the professional etiquette, networking, and influencing segment, but less on the etiquette side, more on the personal power, that is assuredness, confidence, and these types of things that, you know, they already bring to the table in terms of FC character. However, this will help hone and refine that, and that will kick off their Wednesday morning before they go into their actual individual prospecting plan activity, where they are building out their individual plans. At the end of that day, I have tentatively a prospecting plan coaching section. What I don't know, and I'd love some feedback from you all, is does it make sense for the branch managers to then come in at this point, review what they've come up with, offer some coaching just prior to them submitting their finalized plans for their Shark Tank defense on the next day? Does that make sense? Everyone on
Can
mute.
you say that one more time? I'm trying to. So you said, should their managers review the plan in advance?
Correct. Before they go, sort of like a coaching session. How is it? So they have an individual activity of building out their, or finalizing, I should say, their prospecting plan. There are already activities earlier in the week that introduced them to the concept of the prospecting plan in the previous week as well. Now they're ready to write out that prospecting plan based on certain criterion that they'll be given. And so what I'm wondering is there value in allowing a segment at the end of that day leading into just, or the day before the Shark Tank day, we'll call it, for branch managers or some other person then to serve as a coach in terms of helping them refine and put the final touches on their presentation of their plan. Does that make sense in terms of flow? Is it necessary, or should they be good to go just with their own plans without any additional coaching?
Do we assume that they'll have coaching on Fridays when they're back at the branch?
Yes, but that's more from, and well, yes, they will, but my ask is around their defense activity on the 9th. just to, you know, amp up the competition in it. It's almost as if you watch another show, some music singing show, The Voice, where they have the different artists to coach the singers in areas where they're already strong singers, but they want to coach them in certain nuances and certain things here. Do we need something like that in terms of the plans before they present them to the panel?
I'm thinking through both sides. I don't have an answer. You know, one benefit is if they meet with their managers in advance, they're going to have a more buttoned-up presentation, one would hope, for it. But then you're also going to have some of the work of the branch manager there. It would be interesting to, you know, the flip side is if they go into it based on their own approach, they're going to learn a heck of a lot when they stand in front of a panel and get different, you know, varied feedback based on what they're presenting. And it's not necessarily their manager's idea. It's going to be purely theirs, and then their manager can coach them afterwards as, well, here's why they said that.
Okay.
I don't know. I would almost lean to letting them go and learn. Are they observing each other when they're in front of the panel, or is it just them?
Have you ever worked out those logistics just yet? Because if they're not observing each other, then the idea would have to be, okay, what do we do with them in the meantime? Does that become client outreach time and they just, you know, meet their, or self-study time, and then they just come in and meet their appointment, so to speak? That would certainly be more aligned with the show itself in terms of its layout. But I'm open there too. I haven't thought through that particular portion logistically.
Yeah, and I don't know how many coaches we would need. I see value in them watching each other go through. You can learn a lot from watching somebody else be critiqued. We did it with a sales opportunity a few years back, and it was amazing to watch individuals go through a couple rounds and learn from each other. I don't know if having each of the FCs go through and watch each one would be too much, but if we have the ability to have more than one panel, possibly split it and then have them receive, listen to the feedback shared, I just throw that out for feedback. What do you think?
I agree. I think they can learn a lot from watching other people.
Right. Okay.
Do we get enough judges?
So far, we only have Medina Bolin and Elaine Chin, just two so far.
Okay.
And Chris, I just assumed that you would be one of them anyway, so.
We could get enough individuals to make it worthwhile. That would be fun to do. Don't want them sitting around to the point where they stop paying attention.
Sure, and that makes sense.
How many folks would you have going through this?
Is it 17, 18? Is that where are we on our head count?
And how long would each presentation take?
So we have blocked out, what do we have currently?
Four and a half hours.
Yeah, 4 hours. So, if, you know, back to back, that's 23 minutes, which is a lot of time.
Because
I'm actually thinking, you know, 10 minutes, and that includes the presentation, the and any feedback that they may have, and then a general discussion, which is we're calling the weekly debrief, that leads in to that. Of course, a little bit of celebration at the end once everyone's been given their results.
Yeah, 10 minutes each.
10 minutes for their actual presentation plus all the other logistics.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Gage asking the question before?
Yeah, I guess I'm just trying to, you know, put myself in an FC's shoes where I'm sitting in, you know, with my colleagues and sitting through, you know, perhaps 16 other or 17 other presentations in the time that it takes, if I'm understanding the format correctly.
Mm-hmm.
group the SBs to branches? Do we have, do we group them in branches and we have a Shark Tank competition against the different branches and allow them to present just one? If we all get together and see who has the best prospecting plan and use that in the Shark Tank.
Okay.
Is their prospecting plan, though, tied to their actual client base they're starting to receive? Because if so, my only fear with that idea, and I like the idea of competition, is that somebody may not get the opportunity to perfect theirs.
Yeah.
Right.
It is, because they graded on it at the end as well. Yeah.
Yeah. The group idea might work where, you know, let's say you break them into four or perhaps five groups. And, you know, the individuals in those groups, call it four or five FCs, do see their peers within that group. And then you create some other time for them to be doing other things, like maybe outbound calling,
mm-hmm.
you know, or touching base with their clients or something like that. So they're getting a feel for maybe four or five, you know, peer presentations and how that goes, and they can sort of benchmark themselves against that. It's what, you know, but then you're not putting them through all of them, and then they have other time to do other things.
I like that. Going back to one of the sales items that we did when we rolled out a new service, we broke individuals into groups of five or six, and then they did their pitch, and they got to see feedback of a handful of peers, and they were busy doing other items at the same time. Then we tapped, I believe it was two of the top people on the shoulder at the end and said, would you mind doing yours to the entire group? You did a great job. And then it was kind of the best of.
All right, that's helpful. We can pull together all of these different ideas and talk more about what is the most workable, logistically speaking, what makes the most sense. Because you're right, there are pros and cons on both sides, and that was my struggle, even continuing to address it. I know there's value in it on both sides, but we need to just be realistic about what our best path is. Will be. Okay. And that actually.
Anybody that feels branch manager should see it before they go in front of the Shark Tank?
Well, no, I actually, the comment earlier about it being standing on their own and saving that conversation for the Friday 1-1, I think that has a lot of merit, because you're right. We do want them to present their ideas and not necessarily theirs and their branch managers, or, you know, worse, just their branch managers, that their branch managers gone in. Not saying that this will happen, but if it does happen, we don't want the entire idea that the FC had to be scrapped and then, you know, it end up being branch managers' plan.
I could see that happening. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I agree with that too. It's better for them to, you know, kind of think on their own and sort of be put on the spot, even though they might not have best ideas. It's sort of reinforcing, you know, a more independent behavior there, and then supporting, you know, follow-ups with the branch manager in terms of their guidance and perspective afterward, I think makes more sense.
So on June 8th, shall I remove the prospecting plan coaching and just increase their individual prospecting plan time? Give them another hour.
Sure. Yep, I was thinking the same thing.
Okay.
Now, we may even slip down, since you're looking at the calendar, Mandy, slip down some things. For example, more client outreach at the beginning of the day. Projecting personal power on before lunch, and then just dedicating that entire afternoon to their individual prospecting plan.
So does that cut down? No, it doesn't cut down it. Well, yeah, okay.
Right, because what I don't know yet is how long, we haven't validated how long the projecting personal power piece with Ivy Investments is going to look I just put an hour in there minimally, and so we'll have to validate with them what that looks like.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll keep an hour in there, but I'll. I don't know if you can see.
Yeah, it's actually happening before me. Right. It's real time, so I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I have now, and we've got time with to change the projecting personal power if we need it.
Right. Okay. Great. So that wraps it up for me. The remaining time on that Friday is all client outreach and self-study, catching up on any WBTs or other study activities they may have. Hopefully leveraging a lot of the learnings from the previous 8 days, going to their weekly VLS and then their branch manager one-on-ones. Yes.
For what power of experience and brand power.
And I actually just heard back from Lance, so we may have something today. I'm going to validate that the deck is in the condition he wants it to be. So you may be hearing something soon on that. Okay, that's all I have.
Mandy, this is Christine. Can I ask a question that's not related to these weeks in June, but more about one of the May weeks, and just get some from you guys? I understand that on the 13th of May, the finished consultants will be getting some of their practice or all their practice assigned to them. And my question, I had actually sent this out to Robin Sherwood, was, well, what kind of conversations are they having? Have they gone through all of the required training, products and services, advice, contact policy, just off the top of my head, have they gone through that prior to being encouraged to call these clients? How's that going to work?
I don't know.
Hey, was that,
Robert,
was that Christine?
It is.
Hey, I don't know if you saw my email or if I only replied directly to Rob and earlier. At any rate, they have a suite of advice-related trainings that are on the schedule for them prior to the time they go through the prospecting module, and then the same with contact policy and those trainings as well. We use the APNGs as a general guide for when and where to schedule those and to schedule them at all. Product training for the APNGs is considered optional according to the IWIN page, so they have product training. We provide the suite and we highly encourage it. But I just don't know if that distinction is important. But I did reply to your email early.
Before next, oh, sorry about that. I must have not have replied back to you or looked at. But will they have this done before the 13th of May?
Let me go back to my email because I was playing with the schedule as well. Because I think we're talking about two different things going on. So they have the contact policy and outbound calling procedures, WBT, scheduled on May 12th. So we provide specific time for them to do that. The advice-related WBTs they have scheduled right now on May 23rd. So an option that I had was, I provided a few different options. One was to switch out the advice WBTs with the contact policy and outbound calling procedures WBTs. You switch one date for the other. The other option was to keep contact policy WBTs on Thursday the 12th and instruct all SCs to complete their advice WBTs on Friday the 13th before they contact clients. And the third option was to make no changes to the schedule, but to instruct SCs to limit the kinds of conversations they have with clients until they do complete the advice WBTs.
So when they're having these outbound calls to clients, what guidance, what kind of conversations are they having? Are these just intro calls? Are they appointment calls? Are they going to,
The context we're setting is, you know, basic intro calls, right, because they don't know anybody in their practice. It's an opportunity for them to contact their clients, maybe deliver a personal branding statement, really kind of get to know them, but not do deep dives with the clients. Now, your email, or I guess the messages I saw going back and forth this morning, led me to believe that, you know, there may be an opportunity for them to do business with the client a little earlier than we expect them to. So if we want to have them completed by SWBTs a little bit ahead of our previously planned schedule, I think we can accommodate it. But those are some of the considerations I was thinking through.
And do these reps all report to very, like, how many different branch managers?
I think it's 3 total.
Okay, 3. Well, how are they being supervised? As far as their
5
conversations? There's 5. Okay. Where are they making the calls from? How is this being supervised? You know, in a branch, it's a little different because they're under the same roof, and the manager can hear what they're saying and give on-site,
yeah,
like, real-time coaching. How is that working in this instance?
So some of them can, you know, obviously go across the hall to their local branch because that Tyson's is next door. We have offices in place as well where they can make client contact within the training kind of facility itself. So kind of all of the above. But from
are
a supervision perspective, no. So their managers are on site infrequently, and Grant, for example, is next door, but their managers, you know, for the other two, right? You know, they're at their local branches most of the time. And then you have the Charlotte folks who, if they're on site in D.C. on certain weeks, their managers are likely in Charlotte.
And will they have, are they expected to contact a certain percentage of their practice? Is this going to happen? Will they have time carved out every day? What does that look like?
So we have, so the answer to the first question is no. I don't think there's any expectations within FCU around a certain percentage. We have time blocked out that we're calling self-study/client outreach. So self-study meaning catching up on any, you know, online lessons that you haven't completed, self-study on specific topics that you need additional information on, or just general client outreach efforts. So now that you have your practices, you know, making those initial client contacts, and then, you know, we sort of increase that self-study and client outreach time as they get further along in the curriculum. So it's pretty restricted for the first couple weeks, only a few hours here and there. And then by the time you get to the end, like week 10, it's more of like a 60-40 or 50-50 split between formal learning and self-study and client outreach, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah, that provides more context. I do have concerns about asking the reps to talk to clients. And Robert, like you mentioned, it could go down a couple different paths, and it could be a business type of call where they need to be savvy on products and services, advice, policies, and procedures, et cetera. I'm concerned that are we equipping these folks with what they need to know to have the appropriate conversations that early in the game?
Yeah, I hear the concerns. So from a product perspective, I think given that we've placed such a high emphasis on product training in the first couple weeks, and we continue to do so, and that we have some experienced Schwab employees that have completed a lot of that training, I think in that respect, yes. I think from a contact policy perspective, we had planned for that, especially given that they're going to have some initial client contacts within that wealth management module. In terms of delivering advice, we had, like I said, we had this slated for about 10 days after we assigned the practices, because then they would be moving on to advice conversations according to our curriculum. But if we need to front load those WBTs and, you know, really drive home the importance of completing those before contacting your clients, I think we can do that as well. I mean, we have time in the calendar to do it.
Or to one of your suggestions, just indicate that in this time in the game, limit your conversations to the basic intro.
Or that, yeah. I mean, we can certainly do that as well. It's funny, when I recommended that, I thought that would be the option that you would probably least like, only because that seems a little fuzzy to me, right? I mean, we can say limit the kinds of conversations you have, but then they just sort of go out and work. You know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, and the client starts asking questions and producing the conversation going down a different path. Right. I think there's some risk there. I also think there's risk with not having a supervisor that close that can help out or monitor, or they're not fully trained. They're not fully trained yet, but they're having client contact, but their supervisor isn't there. So I'm a little uncomfortable with that scenario.
Chris, were you jumping in?
Yeah, what I was going to say is, just based on my dialogue with Robin, my understanding was that they are introductory calls, that the practice is going to be assigned to me, wanted to do an introduction, understand if you have any questions. A lot of these individuals haven't had that much interaction with Schwab, so it was a foot in the door. As they started asking more complex questions or demonstrate additional planning or advisory needs, what we would do is that we would then schedule time with them to go ahead and set up an appointment to walk through those needs. So it was a natural flow. Then in between that time, they have the opportunity to consult with the branch manager, prepare or take necessary web-based trainings as appropriate, and that these were truly were intended for introductory calls.
Well, Robert, let me do this. Let me take your email. It sounds like you had some dates in there that I can refer to. I want to talk to my VP on this and see what his thoughts are and get back with you. How does that sound?
That's great.
Okay. Thanks for the additional context. That's very helpful.
Yeah, sure. And if you need, if you want to review that kind of 3-week flow, because that's kind of where all of those things hit in the calendar, let me know and I can walk you through it. That might help as well.
That sounds good. Thank you very much. I'll be in touch about that one.
Well, if we don't have anything else, we can take back another 15 minutes.
Nothing on this side.
Yep, I think we're good.
Okay, well, thanks,
everyone.
Thank you, man.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.